Private Number One Suspect by James Patterson and Maxine Petro.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Shots in the Dark. Chapter 1. A dark sedan turned off Pacific Coast Highway and slipped into the driveway of a gated Malibu beach house worth, had to be, $7 or $8 million. The driver buzzed down his window and passed an electronic entry key over the reader. A pair of high wrought iron gates rolled open, and the sedan pulled up to the garage doors, the gates closing smoothly behind it. The driver got out of his car and looked around. He was a medium-height white guy in his 30s, short brown hair, wearing a denim jacket, khaki pants, rubber-soled shoes, latex gloves. He saw that the cool modern house was screened entirely by shrubbery and protective fencing, hiding it from the road and neighboring homes. He approached the alcove that framed the front door, noted the security camera focused on him, and the biometric keypad. Returning to the car, the driver opened a back door and said, "Last stop, young lady." He leaned into the back seat and pulled out a slightly built female with long black hair. She was out of it, completely unconscious. Smelled like roses and soap. With a grunt, the man maneuvered the limp body, slung her over his shoulder. When he got back to the door, he pressed the female's finger to the pad, and the door lock thwacked open.